A new proposal to protect sea turtles isn't going over very well with fishermen along the Texas Gulf Coast. The National Marine Fisheries Service wants to increase the size of escape openings in shrimp nets. The openings are called turtle excluder devices, or TEDs, and they've been controversial for more than a decade. Jack Williams of member station KUHF reports from Galveston.
It's a cloudless day on Pier 20 as the 35-foot red and white rock bottom, captained by shrimping veteran Johnny Marullo, pulls up to the dock after a few hours of dragging trawls in Galveston Bay. Marullo is one of several dozen shrimpers along this pier who aren't happy with the prospect of new regulations.
It seems like every year or every 2 years, we put exactly what they want in a net. 2 years down the line, they want to change it again. They want to put stiffer laws on it. They're never satisfied, no matter what we do.
TEDs are aluminum-framed net devices like doors that are sewn into the back of nets. The new regulations would nearly double the size of those openings. On his latest trip, Marullo says he caught a lot more than shrimp.
I caught 3 18-wheeler tires in my net, and when they plug up that TED, everything goes out the hole because it plugs up the little bars where the shrimp go through, and I lost the whole drag.
The Gulf of Mexico shrimp fishery generates about $700 million a year, and Galveston is the second busiest seafood producing area in the Gulf. The proposed regulations would apply to all shrimpers throughout the Atlantic and the Gulf of Mexico. New, larger TEDs would cost the average fisherman between $2,000 and $3,000. David Bernhardt is with the National Marine Fisheries Service and is conducting public hearings on the proposal in areas like Galveston.
The major factor is the desire to protect the larger species of sea turtles, leatherbacks, and loggerheads.
Bernhardt says those turtles' numbers have been decreasing for the past decade, partly because they can't fit through current TEDs, unlike the Kemp's Ridley turtle, which is making a comeback.
They've benefited from TEDs, and they are physically small. These larger turtles are not recovering in the same way, and we need to make this change for them to have a chance at recovery as well.
But Gulf shrimpers say a one-size-fits-all rule for the Atlantic coast, Eastern Gulf, and Western Gulf doesn't make sense. Shrimper Richard Moore says they're being forced to adopt a solution when there isn't a problem.
I've caught 4 turtles in over 40 years of shrimping. I know people ain't never caught a turtle. Is this fair? Is this just?
Federal officials will consider input from shrimpers before issuing any new guidelines. The final word on new regulations is still more than a year away. For NPR News, I'm Jack Williams in Galveston.